Good morning. High pressure anchored over the Northeast continues to dominate our weather. Little bits of energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere still pushing through, touching off a shower here or there yesterday, and maybe another one today or tomorrow. But this will widely be the exception rather than the rule, and an overwhelming majority of the area will remain dry with a mix of sun and clouds today. Warm again with low humidity as highs reach into the lower and middle 80s. Mostly clear and comfortably cool tonight, back down into the 50s, and a mix of sun and clouds again tomorrow, with highs bouncing into the mid-80s. Over the weekend, we're going to watch a disturbance currently over the Carolinas. Some of that energy may creep in the form of cloud cover and a couple of sprinkles and showers. However, once again, this will widely be the exception, and it looks generally dry across the area for both weekend days, and highs will be in the lower to middle 80s. A front approaching from the Great Lakes will head our way for Monday and Tuesday of next week with a scattered shower and thunderstorm possibility both days, highs in the lower 80s, then behind that front in the 70s with mostly sunny skies on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Isaac, located about 255 miles south-southeast of San Juan, Puerto Rico. Isaac is moving toward the west near 12 miles per hour. Some erratic motion toward the west-northwest to northwest could occur this morning, but a steady motion toward the west-northwest is expected to begin by this afternoon or tonight and continue into the day tomorrow. On the forecast track, the center of Isaac should pass to the south of the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico today and approach the Dominican Republic tonight and Friday. Hurricane warnings have been issued for the island of Hispaniola. Data from an Air Force Reserve reconnaissance aircraft and NOAA buoy indicate maximum sustained winds have decreased to near 40 miles per hour with higher gusts. However, re-strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours, and Isaac could still become a hurricane tomorrow before it reaches Hispaniola. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was from the island nation of Bermuda at 6:55 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Morgantown, West Virginia, at 5:12 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility and fog at 45 degrees with a west-northwest wind at 52 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 41 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 61 degrees, the dew point 59. 93% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer holding steady at 30.14 inches. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 109 degrees at Bullhead City, Arizona, to a low of 33 at Seneca, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-80s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 83 degrees, the low 53, the average temperature 68, that's 2 degrees below normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday for the month still at 1.31 inches, which is 1.25 inches below normal, and 21.67 inches for the year, which is 3.58 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 3 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 173, that's 35 above normal, and 694 for the season, which is 190 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low, 59. The record high, 94, set in 1947, and the record low, 44, in 1988. Sunrise this morning was at 6:11 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:44 p.m., 13 hours and 33 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid 40s to lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sunshine and clouds today with highs in the mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 50s to lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 80s. mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sunshine and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid 80s. Mostly clear skies tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds with low humidity again in the mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds for both Saturday and Sunday, still warm and comfortable humidity, lower to mid-80s. On Monday and Tuesday, partly sunny with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm both days with highs in the lower 80s and back into the 70s with lots of sunshine, though, and a bit of a breeze on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.